Hey everyone, welcome back. I've been diving deep into the semiconductor world lately, and honestly, it feels like we're standing at the edge of a massive transformation. For years, we've all taken Moore's Law for granted, but we're finally hitting those hard physical and economic walls. It's actually kind of exciting to think about what comes next.
It definitely is a pivotal moment. For decades, that simple rule of doubling transistors every 2 years was the heartbeat of global innovation. But let's be realistic. Quantum tunneling, heat dissipation, and skyrocketing fabrication costs have made that traditional scaling model completely obsolete. We can't just keep shrinking things forever.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so fascinated by how the industry is pivoting. Instead of just chasing smaller nodes, we're seeing a beautiful shift toward architectural efficiency, specialized hardware, and much smarter system integration. It's less about brute force and more about clever design.
And leading that charge, quite unexpectedly, is Huawei. Faced with severe export restrictions and supply chain bottlenecks, they've had to completely rethink their playbook. Rather than fighting a losing battle on conventional scaling, they've adopted a resilience-driven strategy that's actually reshaping the entire landscape.
I love that approach. Huawei is really centering their efforts on two massive initiatives, and the first one is absolutely brilliant. They're pouring resources into advanced packaging and chiplet architecture.
Right. Instead of trying to cram everything onto a single, massive die, they're breaking complex systems down into smaller, specialized tiles. These are interconnected using high bandwidth, low latency techniques. It's a smart workaround that bypasses those restrictive extreme ultraviolet lithography tools, boosts manufacturing yields, cuts costs, and delivers performance gains that monolithic designs just can't match.
It's like building with high-tech Legos instead of carving a single block of stone. But the second part of their strategy is just as crucial. Huawei is actively fortifying China's domestic semiconductor ecosystem through deep vertical integration.
Precisely. They're aligning research institutes, state-backed foundries, and private developers to build a parallel, self-sufficient supply chain. The goal is clear. Rapid iteration and genuine geopolitical independence. It's a massive undertaking, but it's fundamentally altering the global balance of power.
And that's what makes this so compelling. This strategic shift is directly challenging decades of U.S. dominance in the sector. Historically, the U.S. held the crown through cutting-edge design tools, tight IP control, and strategic manufacturing partnerships. But that monopoly is definitely being tested.
And if Huawei continues on this path, we're looking at a truly multipolar semiconductor landscape. It would significantly reduce global reliance on Western fabrication networks and completely reshape tech alliances across critical sectors like artificial intelligence, automotive, and defense. The geopolitical ripple effects will be substantial.
I always tell people that the decline of Moore's Law isn't a dead end, it's a catalyst. It's pushing us towards systemic innovation we never expected. We're moving from a world of relentless miniaturization to one that values modularity, efficiency, and strategic supply chain independence.
Exactly. The future belongs to organizations and nations that prioritize those principles. Huawei's progress proves that stepping off the traditional roadmap can actually create decisive competitive advantages. It's forcing the entire global tech sector to adapt to a new era defined by intelligent system architecture and resilient, decentralized manufacturing.
What an incredible time to be watching this unfold. It's going to be a wild ride. But I can't wait to see how these new architectures reshape everything from our phones to our cars. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Always a pleasure. The landscape is changing fast, and staying informed is the best way to navigate it. Until next time,